feeling news via remote. Globe, more than 531,000 people have lost their lives to COVID-19 since it surfaced in China late last year. The United States has the highest death toll with more than 129,000 deaths. It's followed by Brazil with over 64,000 deaths and Britain with over 44,000 fatalities. Rising coronavirus cases in 39 U.S. states cast a shadow on 4th of July celebrations this weekend, with health experts worrying that holiday parties would quicken the infection spread. After towns and cities across the country canceled fireworks displays to avoid large crowds, many Americans got together themselves to make merry. Meantime, in the first 4 days of July alone, 15 states have reported record increases in new cases of COVID-19. Florida's cases have risen by over 10,000 for 3 out of the last 4 days, including climbing by 10,059 on Sunday, surpassing the highest daily tally reported by any European country during the height of its coronavirus outbreak. U.S. President Donald Trump has refused to wear a mask in public and has been reluctant to encourage Americans to do so, saying it's a personal choice. A July 4th celebration he attended at Mount Rushmore in South Dakota was mask optional. And authorities in a Chinese region of Inner Mongolia issued a bubonic plague health warning Sunday, one day after a hospital reported a case of suspected bubonic plague. The alert forbids the hunting and eating of animals that could carry plague and asks the public to report suspected cases. The bubonic plague, known as the Black Death in the Middle Ages, is a highly infectious disease that spread mostly by rodents. Plague cases are not uncommon in China, but outbreaks have become rare. This is VOA News. Visitors to India's Taj Mahal will have to wear masks at all times and keep their distance when the 17th century monument reopens Monday after a 3-month COVID-19 shutdown. 5,000 tourists will be allowed in a day, split into two groups. It's a long way from peak levels of 80,000 visitors a day in the past. On Sunday, the health ministry reported a record single-day spike of 24,850 new cases and more than 600 deaths, pushing the overall case tally to over 673,000 and closing in on Russia, the third most affected country globally. But the government has been lifting a vast lockdown of India's 1.3 billion people that's left tens of thousands without work and shuttered businesses. While international flights remain suspended, domestic travel has been opened up, and the government is hoping visitors will start to trickle back to some popular destinations. The Ethiopian government reports Sunday that more than 166 people were killed during anti-government protests in that country last week. This, as the capital and other hotspots remain closely guarded by security forces, and a blanket internet shutdown entered its sixth day. Large protests broke out in Addis Ababa and spread to the surrounding Oromia region on Monday after a popular Oromo musician was shot dead by unknown gunmen in a killing the prime minister, who is also Oromo, said was an evil act. Killing tapped into grievances fueled by decades of government repression and what the Oromo describe as their historic exclusion from political power. Sudan's police chief and his deputy were fired Sunday, the transitional government said, days after large protests demanding more measures against officials linked to ousted President Omar al-Bashir. One person was killed and several others injured during largely peaceful demonstrations across Sudan on Tuesday, as tens of thousands of people took to the streets, demanding faster reform and a greater role for civilians in the country's transition towards democracy. Protesters and pro-democracy groups linked the two fired police officials with the administration of Bashir, who was removed from power in April 2019 after months of protest. A pair of rocket attacks targeted American diplomatic and military installations overnight. This, according to Iraq's security forces on Sunday. Since October, U.S. diplomats and troops across Iraq have been targeted by around 36 missile attacks. Washington's blaming them on pro-Iranian forces. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.